This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR. Thanks for tuning in today. I'm Joy Powers. Yesterday was the first of four election days to take place in Wisconsin this year. The spring primary featured races for state Supreme Court, as well as a number of county and municipal posts. WUWM reporter Angelina Mosher-Salazar is joining me this morning with a wrap-up of the results. Angelina, thank you so much for being here.
Happy to be here.
So let's start with the biggest race on the ballot, the Supreme Court contest. This is for a 10-year term, the post currently held by Justice Daniel Kelly, who is running again. Tell us a bit about this race.
Yes. So before I get into the results, I do want to take a moment to give our listeners a bit of background on the Supreme Court, because this really is a unique race. There are seven justices who sit on the court, and only one judge can be elected in any given year. So you'll never have like three or four judges' seats up for grabs. And that's by design, because in Wisconsin, we want to avoid any sudden shifts in jurisprudence commonly seen in other state Supreme Courts. So I think the most important thing to note about this is that justices are elected, as you mentioned, for a 10-year term. A decade. And the elections are statewide. So yesterday, people all across Wisconsin weighed in.
All right. So let's get to the results.
Yes, results. So it was a three-way contest. You had Daniel Kelly, the incumbent, Dane County Circuit Judge Jill Karofsky, and Marquette University Law School professor Ed Falone. Now, Kelly and Karofsky survived the race and will face off again in April for the spring election. Notably, Justice Kelly got 50% of the votes last night. Now, he's been on the court for 4 years, and he was appointed when David Prosser retired by then Governor Scott Walker, a Republican. And Kelly is backed by conservatives. Now, it is important to note here that the elections to Supreme Court are supposed to be nonpartisan. At his campaign party last night, Kelly admitted the April election could be tough for conservatives, including in Dane County, because that's where Judge Karofsky's home turf is. And April 7th is the date of Wisconsin's presidential primary, when lots of Democrats are expected to head to the polls. But Kelly says he's not too worried about it and is looking forward to getting a fair amount of the Dane County vote.
Our fellow Wisconsinites, regardless of their politics, what they really want is a justice who's going to be faithful to the law, just going to apply the laws that's made. They don't want him making the law. They don't want him ignoring the law. They don't want him playing favorites with the law. And that's what I brought to the court since 2016.
So Dane County Judge Jill Karofsky also advanced. What did she have to say about the results?
Well, just as Justice Kelly is backed by conservatives, Judge Karofsky is backed by liberals. And also, I want to note that I did just get an update this morning that Fred Malone has endorsed Jill Karofsky. But back to last night. So she went after Kelly, accusing him of being beholden to conservative politicians. And that's something she's been saying on the campaign trail.
As I listen to people, what they say is that we have a Supreme Court that feels like it is corrupt, and they want to change that. So we're going to work really hard to get around the state and to get our message out and to take this seat back for the people of the state of Wisconsin on April 7th.
One of the biggest contests on the ballot yesterday was for Milwaukee County Executive. Now, the current executive, Chris Abele, has held the position for 9 years, almost a decade, but decided not to run for re-election. So this is really an open seat.
Yes, that's right. And it's also a race where there's been a lot of developments, you know, with candidates being taken off the ballot because they didn't have enough signatures. So there's been, you know, a lot of movement in this race. But at the end of the day, what people saw on the ballot yesterday were four candidates. And the two state lawmakers in the race move forward. They are State Representative David Crowley and State Senator Chris Larson. Both are Democrats, and Crowley and Larson beat out Milwaukee County Board Chair Theo Lipscomb and businesswoman Pernima Nath. And what's notable here is that Theo Lipscomb only received 17% of the vote. Now, he's the county board chair. He's been knee-deep with the challenges of the county, you know, their budgetary challenges, their issues with infrastructure. Representative Crowley has no county experience. Yes, he is currently serving in public office, but that's at the state level as a representative. He also spent yesterday in Madison as the assembly met and was unable to get to his victory party to celebrate as the results came in. So his campaign asked Milwaukee Alderman Cavalier Johnson to speak on his behalf. And Johnson said the two went to high school together and have known each other for about 20 years. He says Crowley has a tremendous track record of bringing people together and looking out for the interest of the community.
He's going to be fighting for racial equity. He's going to be fighting to make sure that we have a robust transit system that gets people from their neighborhood to locations where there's opportunities for family supporting jobs. He's going to be fighting to make sure that we protect Milwaukee County parks.
Johnson says he believes Crowley can deliver, despite Milwaukee County's financial woes, from its staggering structural deficit to daunting pension obligations. Meanwhile, Senator Chris Larson was in town for his party, where he touted his progressive record. After his speech, Larson told reporters his number one priority is to end family homelessness.
It leaves a lasting scar on those kids. It leaves a lasting scar on everybody. Folks don't choose to be homeless, and ultimately we want to end homelessness in our community. And we're going to start by making sure families have a safe place to stay every night.
Larson also says he'll fight to protect and strengthen county parks, public transportation, and services for seniors.
So we've looked at the big state and Milwaukee County races, but there were also some municipal contests. That includes a four-way primary for Milwaukee mayor with incumbent Tom Barrett trying for another four-year term. He had three challengers, Democratic State Senator Lena Taylor, Alderman Tony Zielinski, and Bayview resident Paul Raske. Barrett and Taylor have survived the primary, and they're going to face off in April.
Yes, that's right. It'll be a contest between two seasoned politicians. Tom Barrett has been mayor since 2004 and previously served in Congress. And Lena Taylor has been in the state Senate since 2004 after winning a special election to fill an assembly post in 2003.
So what were Mayor Barrett and State Senator Taylor talking about after their primary victories?
So Barrett said Taylor's experience lies in state government, which he says that's different from city politics. Barrett also said he's more connected to the city of Milwaukee than Taylor.
I think that she's got connections to the community, but I think that I clearly have connections to this community, to every part of this community, because it's something that I've lived. It's not something that I have to imitate. It's not something that I have to make up. It's real for me.
Taylor, meanwhile, went after Barrett, saying his record does not demonstrate equity in how citizens are treated in the city.
When you have a city that has been sued for discrimination and departments that do not have diversity, and when you have a hyper-segregated community and you have a city that is majority people of color, let me tell you what happens. People get sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Wow, so that sounds like it's going to be a pretty intense race this spring.
Yeah, we will be monitoring that closely for the April spring election.
So taking a bit of a left turn, state election officials had their own challenges yesterday.
Oh, yes.
There were some technical problems during part of the day that involved the My Vote Wisconsin website. Can you tell us a bit about the site and what went wrong there?
Yeah, so I was monitoring this closely yesterday, and I actually spoke with Reed Magny with the Wisconsin Elections Commission about this. So here it is. The official site for voter information is called My Vote, and it's run by the State Elections Commission. It has lots of information for voters, such as where they can vote, where they'll what they'll find on their ballots, and how to register to vote.
You would think this site would be especially useful on Election Day.
Yeah, you would, but for the majority of the day Tuesday, the site was broken. I mean, you could still look up to see if you were registered to vote, but if you tried to plug in your address to see where your polling place was or what a sample ballot looked like for you, you couldn't do that. Now, luckily, there was a backup site in place that was working, but it still remains to be seen what went wrong with the site. So Magny didn't want to speculate, but he did say for sure that heavy website traffic was not the cause. This is not new technology. The website has been around for 5 years and has withstood way higher traffic with other elections.
All right. Well, we'll see how my vote handles the next few elections. But Angelina Mosher-Salazar, thank you so much for joining us here on Lake Effect and sharing your work.
Thank you. Thank you, Joy.